For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Drive. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton, Kansas City Royals, Philadelphia tonight at the K. Matt McMullen will be here. We'll talk football, Chiefs football, for an hour between 3 and 4. By the way, the cuts are starting to trickle in. Not from the Chiefs at this point. I'll let you know if we know anybody waived from the team. But the Bengals have let go of 11 players today already. They just made news with the Bengals. They're getting ahead of things because they played their last preseason game. And preseason games don't matter, despite people melting down on Twitter or whatever because you're losing preseason games. Come on, man. You guys know better than that. This is a good football town. You know the preseason doesn't matter. If I were to ask you how many wins during the preseason the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, and Cincinnati Bengals had together, your guess would be what? It's actually one win between the Bills, the Bengals, and the Chiefs. It does not matter what happened in the preseason. Whose roster's better? I'd like to hear from you, too. Our text line, 913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. You don't have the number saved. Go ahead and save it. The old one, we can't see anymore. So if you're still texting the old one, which I know some people do, don't do it because we won't see it. It's going to be sitting out there in Neverland at this point. But 913-586-7965 is the text line. And we do enjoy your thoughts. This is what Mitch Holthus had to say. And he was on one of the shows, and I'll never forget. I think he was with Carrington. And I never forget what he said, because I agree with him 100%. Who was better, last year or this year?
You got to win the division first. You got to focus in. And just because you won it 8 in a row doesn't mean you get the birthright to win it 9 in a row. It's on. But I will tell you, the Chiefs are better. This is a better team than they were a year ago. Because I asked this question. We'll do this discussion again before the season starts, probably. You think the Chiefs are going to go 4-4 at home? You think the Chiefs are going to go minus 11 in the giveaway takeaway? Think the Chiefs are going to have 45 drops and the third level's open for business again? Just put all those things and put it and go, maybe not. Think they're going to have to face a December where they had to face five straight opponents with 9 or 14 days rest? No. I'm telling you, it's on. It's on. But the rest of the division will be better. I agree with that. But so are the Chiefs.
See, I'm 100%. With Mitch on this. And when you think about the rest of the division, some of the things, I mean, Denver's going to go through its growing pains with Bo Nix at quarterback. It just will happen. The Raiders, I mean, they're going to be floundering around with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. It's going to be Minshew to start off with, but Aiden O'Connell is going to be right there over the shoulder, which doesn't scare anybody, like literally nobody. And then the Chargers that aren't ready for prime time yet. I think they're going to be a much improved team, but I think they need a little bit more work. With some of the skill position, especially receiver, they don't have anybody to catch the football, which is going to hurt them this year. But the bottom line is, I do feel this roster is better than it was last year. I mean, the defense carrying that swagger, they started to feel that last year. They started to build it up. Look at some of the contracts some of these guys have gotten. The offensive line, I love Kingsley at the left tackle position. I think you're really going to like the way he gets out in space and blocks. Isaiah Pacheco continues to get better and better each and every year. We'll talk about Carson Steele, but I do believe Carson Steele gives you something better than you had in the past. Not only that, to me, he's kind of an answer to the biggest issue the Chiefs have faced the last couple of years, and that's 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1, because they're not going to do the quarterback sneak with Mahomes since his knee was dislocated that day in Denver, which they did pick up the first down, by the way. But to me, that's makes you better with Carson. The tight end room, I like Blake Bell. Blake Bell is a fine player for the Kansas City Chiefs. I like Jared Wiley. So Wiley, Gray, Kelsey there, love the tight end situation. I know Snead's gone, but it's been plug and play with the cornerbacks with the Chiefs. But Jaden Hicks, who I think was really the star of the preseason. I know Carson Steele is going to get some run because of the, you know, the electric stiff arms and everything, which offensively, yes. But Jaden Hicks was right up there with the leading tacklers each and every week, like four tackles, six tackles. He got a lot of play last night, too. Played a lot of the first half. But Jaden Hicks, that's your heir apparent to Jordan Reed when he leaves. And Jaden Hicks will get a lot of run this year. Again, the guy's a tackling machine. And if you're worried about stopping the run, like I know some of the text line was earlier, part of your answer is Jaden Hicks, because he could come up and lay a hit. But I do think this wide receiver, I do think this team is better going this season than next year. And as Mitch said there, and it's like just like what Warren Sharp said last year from Sharp Football, he had never seen a team with six straight weeks having less rest than their opponents. That's what the Chiefs faced last year. Six straight weeks towards the end where the teams had more rest. Remember Buffalo? They didn't take their bye week after they went to London. No, their bye week came right before they played the Chiefs. And it's a game they damn near lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, but they were more rested. Rest means so much in the NFL. But Warren Sharp, he went back to the annals. He's never seen a team with six straight weeks of less rest than their opponent. This year, yeah, I think there's a stretch there, and other teams have to do it too. Those three games in 11 days, that's going to be tough. Personally, I look at the schedule, and one of the things that I look at and go, ooh, is they're either playing at Arrowhead in December or they're playing in cold weather cities like Pittsburgh and Cleveland, things like that. But this team seems to relish in the snow. Mahomes, being a Texas guy, is great in the snow. So, but I see the, you know, team playing in colder weather going forward. Do you feel more confident this year, Rob, or last year before I start talking receivers?
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, it's an unpopular opinion I carry on this show. People think I'm crazy. You're on a group text we have with our friend Sean Barber, who has insulted me for this take on said group text. I think there is a chance, that this year's wide receiver room is similar to last year's. On paper, I think it's better today. I have no doubts. At this point last year, it was MVS, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, or your 1-2-3. We'll see how the rookie Rashee Rice does, and then kind of figure it out from there. There was hope in Richie James. There was hope in Justin Ross, fans and people. That was the situation 12 months ago. Fast forward 12 months, I think it's a better shape on paper. Xavier Worthy has high upside being a first-round pick. Marquise Brown, we've seen be successful in the National Football League, albeit he's hurt right now. You think Rashee Rice can take a step forward. All those things on paper make me believe that, hey, the receiver room is going to be better. But I'm not just writing it in pen. I'm not, you know, chiseling it into a tablet like it's a foregone conclusion. I think there is a chance that this receiving group looks eerily similar to last year's because Xavier Worthy has a chance, is going to be eased in. No one has super high expectations for him. Me and you disagree on his pressure, but I think there's very little on him. Rashee Rice, big season last year. Can he replicate it? That's the million-dollar question. And Marquise Brown health will always be the question. He's already hurt, so what do you think he's going to be able to do going forward? It's an unpopular opinion I have on this show, but I think there's a chance and not a, you know, insane, no way that happens chance, but a real chance this year's wide receiver room looks eerily similar to last year's.
Yeah, and I get that sentiment. Talked about it yesterday. I said, with Hollywood Brown out, it's not a lot different. Justin Watson's back here. He's going to make this team. He was here last year. Mecole Hardman came back last year. He was on this team. Rashee Rice was on last year's team. He's on this year's team. The two difference, the biggest difference makers are Hollywood Brown, but he needs to be out there. With Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy gives him a different element of speed on the outside. And Xavier Worthy, to me, has more pressure than Rashee Rice, and I do think Rashee Rice just continues to get better and better each and every time. The guy already was number two in the NFL in rookie receptions for wide receivers, yards, and receptions last year. But Xavier Worthy, like, a lot's banking on him. And the reason I say he's got more pressure than Rashee Rice, that I thought had more pressure on him than Sky Moore the year before, because last year, Rashee Rice was the new addition. Like, that was the new piece to the offense. The only one. I mean, Richie James, yeah, sure, if you want to go that way, but it really didn't help the Chiefs. But Hollywood Brown is not, you know, with him out, more pressure on Xavier Worthy. 100% more without Hollywood Brown. And he's the first-round pick. I mean, he's who they chose in the first round. They had other receivers they could have gone. Xavier Leggett, Keon Coleman, A.D. Mitchell. Other receivers right around there, they could have gone that direction. Ricky Pearsall, they could have gone those guys. They didn't do it. They wanted Xavier Worthy. They outlined him and said, we want this guy. And they trade the Buffalo Bills, which is insane to me that Buffalo still trades with Kansas City because they've single-handedly built up this team, the Chiefs, and they're the rival. But they keep doing it, which is crazy. But the bottom line is Xavier Worthy will have more pressure because of everything being put on him. He is the new ingredient, Rob. He's the new ingredient to the wide receiver room that they don't have. And without Hollywood Brown missing the first couple games, the difference between last year is him. You're saying, okay, he's going to be better than MVS, which I 100% think he's going to be because I like Xavier Worthy. But the Chiefs were banking heavily on Xavier because they didn't go grab Luke McCaffrey in the other rounds. They didn't draft a second wide receiver. This was a very deep wide receiver class, you know, throughout. But they just chose one. They chose one. And you know what? They chose right with Rice. They chose 100% right with Rashee Rice. Xavier Worthy, I think, is going to turn some heads. That is the missing piece. That's why I think there's more pressure on Rashee Rice, or excuse me, Xavier Worthy, because of being the first-round pick, MVS not here. He's the new toy. Obviously, some of that gets alleviated with Hollywood Brown on the field, Rob. And I do think the Chiefs are looking at him to be the Hollywood Brown type because Hollywood Brown's probably here just 1 year. 1 year, he's going to get the bag and move on because, again, they can't pay everybody. They can't do it. But it's not a ton different. You're banking heavily on Xavier Worthy because that is the difference between last year's wide receiver group. See what I'm saying there? Like, that is the one difference. And I do think that's an upgrade over MVS.
Can I ask you a question? Because me and you kind of agree on wide receiver, but we've disagreed on this in the past. You think this defense is going to take a step forward. I pointed out that it's largely the same roster as last year. A roster that was very good defensively, if not, you know, largely the same, if not, yep, a step back. You're down on the wide receiver room, but up on high on the defense. What's the difference? Because the defense, you could argue, got worse over the offseason, and the receiver room, at least on paper, got better, yet your opinion on each does not reflect what it looks like on paper.
Well, here's why. Not only do I think Drew Tranquil's taking more of ownership with this defense and what he does, Leo Chanel just continues to get better. Now, we saw, you know, developments in stride with him. George Karloftis is on the cusp of how good he's going to be. He hit double-digit sacks last year. But he had as many as Bosa in San Francisco last year. They both had 10.5. I think George Karloftis is barely scratching the surface of what he's doing. He's going into his prime right now. So I think you get more production from him. Mike Dana took a huge step forward last year. I think he takes that step forward this year, too. And with the secondary, that is a position that continues to get better. That's the way it should be. When you've seen different looks in the NFL and you face other wide receivers, you start building that confidence. I'm expecting Joshua Williams, Jalen Watson, taking that proverbial bump the cornerbacks get. But I'll say this, too. That safety room is loaded, man. When you have, you know, veteran leadership like a Reed back there, you got Brian Cook that's coming back from injury. You add in Jaden Hicks that I will say is the best safety that was in the draft last year. That's a missing ingredient. And you have a team with the confidence to finish number two in points against in the NFL, Rob. So I'm banking on experience, guys taking the next step, like a George Karloftis. I think Mike Dana is seeing his peak as well. 6 sacks last year, I think he gets more. But George Karloftis, I think, is going to be a beast this year for the Kansas City Chiefs.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.